un.
Welcome again to Czech Books, and we've got something of a special occasion this week because we're going to be talking about what is amazingly the first anthology of contemporary Czech poetry to be published in English since the fall of the Berlin Wall, which is really quite astonishing. The anthology includes six contemporary poets, some of whom were writing under communism, and either in exile or in what I suppose we could call internal exile. Others are much younger and started writing more recently, publishing since the late 90s. They're a fascinating selection of poets, and to talk about the poetry in this anthology, which is called Just Six Czech Poets, I'm joined by Alexandra Büchler, who is the editor of the collection. Alexandra, I think it would be nice to start straight away with a poem. I was wondering if you might be able to read a poem called Come Nightfall by the 31-year-old Czech poet Kateřina Rudčenková, who's probably the most successful and best known of the younger generation of female Czech poets. And it's a poem really about the fear of growing old, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And here it comes. Come Nightfall. That evening stream of people with their lingering voices, the diminishing light withdrawing from the streets. I don't want to grow old like the woman at the next table, whose lines are as deep as the pattern on her partner's pullover. I don't want to grow old like the woman at the second table, whose hair resembles a wig more than a wig could ever resemble hair. I don't want my face to be lost in the shop window of spectacles. And, most of all, I don't want my own body to clamp me tight like a narrow ship's cabin. All those radiant people and wrecks, I among them, exposing my body to the sun and my life to random interpretations.
You chose six contemporary poets. How did you go about choosing these six poets?
What I was trying to somehow bring together in this collection were poets who have something in common. There is a strong sense of the body, of physical existence, of growing old and so on. This is a very characteristic theme for Viola Fischerová, for example, and she writes marvelously, very powerfully about what it is like to grow old for a woman.
I was wondering if you might be able to read a poem which I think rather beautifully sums this up. It doesn't have a title, but it does have a dedication. It says, For Mother.
And she leaves, being abandoned even by images. So tired, she can no longer lift her two bodies, the stiffened self and the cold home. No longer struggles till morning with a shirt and stockings, has given up everything she wasn't and was and could have been, no longer looks after herself, has let go even the visit that does not come, lies ever so quiet and dreams of her last green tree beyond the window.
You translated Kateřina Rudčenková's poems and the poems here by Viola Fischerová, translated by James Norton, who teaches Czech and Slovak at Oxford. How did you find the process of translating what is really very intimate poetry?
The main challenge in translating both these poets is to somehow, you know, capture the spirit and convey the images, because I would say they don't, you know, play with language. Maybe Viola Fischerová does more than Kateřina Rudčenková, and sometimes that is lost in translation, the inner rhyme or alliteration and so on. But on the whole, I think it's the melody, it's the rhythm, and it's the images that have to be conveyed, which are very, very powerful in the poetry of both these women poets.
Viola Fischerová is a poet who went into exile, and that sense of exile is something that's very prominent in her poetry. Another of the poets of her generation in this anthology is Zbigniew Hejda, who was born 5 years before her, in 1930, he didn't go into exile, but there is a sense of inner exile, I think, in his writing.
What happened with Haida was that he actually started publishing already relatively late in the 60s, and his book, which was supposed to be published, I think it was in 68 or 69, like many others, was actually typeset but then never printed. Subsequently, he published only in Samizdat, in underground editions, and his work was republished in the 1990s.
I'm now going to read a poem by Zbigniew Hejda, which I think really does, in a very literal way, show the skull, the bones beneath the skin. It's a very short poem called Snow. Snow. Animals starved to the bone, small mouths torn by thorn trees, a time so white, it's as if angels, once aflame perhaps, have burnt to ashes. All colour burnt from the landscape, tears quenched in eyes of ice, ailing small bodies of children, tiny shrouds of white mist. That really is a very bleak poem indeed, isn't it?
Yes, and so are many others in this collection. Hejda is a very interesting poet. Right from the beginning, he has been dealing with these themes. His view of life is very bleak. He also, very interestingly, carries on the tradition of surrealism, and some of his texts are actually records of dreams. They're also very, very interesting. Finally, another strand of his poetry is poetry which goes right back to folk poetry, to folk songs, to oral tradition. It is again this sense of the dead never leaving us, the dead being always present in our lives. He even has these wonderful images of sleeping in a bed which, you know, had generations slept in before. It is really very much like, you know, going back to folk legends. Yeah.
One of the poets in his collection is a little less bleak, I think. The Catholic poet Pavel Kolmatschka, and I'd like to read one of his poems which describes a kind of, I suppose, what you might call a moment of everlastingness, and there's also all sorts of religious symbolism in this poem. Still midday air, the breeze asleep in the nest of a tree. Before long, God will give us a sign, or trip us up in one of his traps. On the village green, a freckled boy falls off his father's bike. In tears, nursing a grazed knee, he's dragging his feet home. A drop of blood dries in the dust. High up above the trees, the billowing blue of the sky, the white rock of a cloud. That's a very different kind of poetry, isn't it, because of its strong religious symbolism.
Yes, but also because of the kind of intimacy that's conveyed here. And I think this is something that's very characteristic of Kolmatschka's poetry. He writes very much from his life. He lives with his family in a small village near Brno. And the poetry really stems very much from that, from perhaps the fear of the unknown outside, from obviously a relationship with God. And God is someone who, you know, can talk to you about very much everyday things. There's another poem which is actually not included here, but it's about hearing this voice telling the narrator to go and fix the roof, which is leaking, with flattened paint tins. It's about the sort of presence of God in everyday things.
There are two other poets included in this anthology. One of them is Petr Borkovec, who we featured in this program before, who I suppose you could describe as a nature poet. And the other one is Petr Halmai, who is a poet who I hadn't come across before. Could you tell me a little bit about him?
Well, Petr Halmai was a bit of a discovery for me as well. I think he belongs to this group of poets in the sense that his poetry is very lyrical. It's poetry about the kind of moments of revelation Again, in everyday life, in everyday relationships, it's about the intimacy of relationships. There's a very beautiful poem dedicated to his mother, which is included in this collection. So it's very fragile poetry, beautiful, fragile poetry.
I'll read one of his poems. It's a short poem called Dazzling White. Christmas cacti on the white windowsill. A movement behind the pane, as if it's the feeling of reality created by movement, nothing else. The view of the backyard, though, also deserves attention. Things continue to live their life. How much sharper today is the line of your lips as the nickel-silver spoon in your fingers clinks against the rim of the dazzlingly white cup.
This poem captures the lyricism and fragility that we find in Halmai's poetry. You mentioned earlier that some of these poets are associated with, nature poetry, and that Petr Borkovec is. But what I tried to do in this collection was put in several poems which deal more with human relationships. And I know that Petr Borkovec is known as a kind of nature poet, but I think he also writes other kinds of poetry. And maybe we could read one of those. They are returning for us to the crowds of our exhaling, which each night billow forth about the bed frame. Between half-open mouths, they have a cold glass glittering in robes cut to a T around sheer breath. They put out candles, close the window, and with both hands smooth out our wheezing fabrics completely.
Alexandra Büchler, thank you very much indeed for introducing us to this wonderful anthology of Czech poetry called Six Czech Poets, published this year by ARC Publications, that's spelled A-R-C. And I think this anthology really does deserve to sell well, because I think it offers great Czech poetry and very good translations. And so I wish you best of luck with it. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.
And that edition of Czech Books has brought us to the